Within the next decade, 9 coal plants in Indiana are expected to close or partially shut down. While that may mean cleaner air, it can also have repercussions for the towns that host these plants. Indiana Public Broadcasting's Rebecca Thiel tells us how the partial closure of a plant in rural southern Indiana will affect the people who live there and how they're working to adapt.
In Petersburg, Indianapolis Power and Light is everywhere. You can see its logo on everything from the high school scoreboard to an Adopt-a-Highway sign. Almost everyone who lives in the town of less than 3,000 seems to be connected to the plant in one way or another. Tara Mullis is no exception. She owns the Caddyshack Restaurant, a small home-style diner made out of her grandparents' old storage barn. Locals come in and out to pick up styrofoam takeout boxes piling up behind the counter.
Have a great day.
Thank you.
Mullis says about half her customers work at the coal plant. IPL expects to lay off more than 100 workers when it closes down 2 of 4 coal units there in 2023.
That makes up a lot of our community, and, you know, if they're not bringing in income, then they're not spending income either. So, yeah, it's worrisome.
But what really worries Mullis is what will happen if the plant ever shuts down completely. Her husband is a coal miner, and the plant purchases Indiana coal. It's not just plant workers and businesses that stand to suffer from the partial closure, however. Schools could also take a hit. IPL is Pike County's largest taxpayer, and a little less than half of those taxes go to the district. When the utility shifted some of its assets away from the Petersburg plant last year, the district lost $300,000. Pike County Schools Superintendent Suzanne Blake says the school corporation also gets about $6,000 per student.
If we don't reestablish either industry or business or a reason to draw families to this community, then they're going to locate elsewhere.
Attracting new businesses has been top of mind for Ashley Willis. She's the executive director for the Pike County Economic Development Corporation. Willis says the county has made some sites shovel-ready for industrial companies and helped fund a technology center. It also recently welcomed a new solar farm, which Willis expects will offset a third of the revenue that was lost last year.
Trying to get the next industries in here so that, you know, we're not playing catch-up and we don't fall behind. We want to transform and evolve as the trends do.
Blake says Pike County Schools is also doing what it can to attract industry by teaching the next generation of workers technical skills while they're still in high school. Kevin Carter teaches welding to juniors and seniors from 5 high schools in the area. The classes are popular. There are more than 30 students enrolled this year. Wearing protective helmets, they join pieces of metal together with torches inside individual booths. Then they come out to sand their work and get a critique.
Pattern's not perfect, but width looks good.
Carter says a lot of kids in Pike County grow up wanting to work at the coal plant. It's been seen as a high-paying, reliable job. He hopes his classes will open up multiple job opportunities for his students.
I mean, a skilled trade you can take and parlay into a lot of other jobs. I mean, you might be a welder at a coal mine or a power plant, but you could also maybe manufacture or do welding at a Toyota or some other manufacturing facilities.
That idea appeals to senior Hunter Russell, who wants to be a mechanical engineer.
Once I get to college, I've thought maybe traveling around a little bit, but I'm always probably going to be a homebody. I like it around here.
Though the Petersburg coal plant will have a partial shutdown in 3 years, IPL hasn't set a date to retire the plant completely. While the state works to figure out how Indiana should transition away from coal, locals hope they'll have enough time to make sure this small city doesn't turn into a ghost town. For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Rebecca Thiel.